common sense advice for life. Let's chat. Now, here's Will Kesley and Tony Peck.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Let's Chat with Will and Tony show. By the way, Tony, if you haven't noticed, we're on podcast now.
We are on podcast. Every podcast.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if it's everyone, but the
quite
major ones.
Yeah, quite a few out there.
And Apple, if you find Spotify, one, all the stuff. Let's Chat with Will and Tony. We're out there.
If you find one we're not on, let us know.
Yeah.
I haven't gone out and checked. I don't even know what they all are. Do you podcast much?
No, not really, but I do a little bit, but I always use Apple or Spotify.
It's those so fun though when people go out and they go, let's listen to your show from back in Christmas last year. And you're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And go out, like us, yeah, forward us on.
We'd love to have a little fun sharing the message around a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be great.
We want to end the segment though. We're going to talk about aging just a little bit. So
it happens last week
or the week before, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the new year, New Year's resolutions.
Ah, yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
And one of the things in there we reminded people of is don't live in your past.
Yeah, drive the car through the front windshield.
Right. And so we got Elizabeth said, that's great. But now I'm in this place, she goes, well, Will, Tony, so I appreciate your comment about don't live in the past, but I have a lot of regrets of my past. I'm now into my senior citizen age, and I don't know how to live today now because of all this regret I have from things I wish I had done differently. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Do you have any of that in your life?
I'm a yellow, Will.
Yellow personality.
Yellow personality. We don't.
See, blue personalities, they hang on to this.
We don't do regret real well.
The blues are just like, but you remember when? And they hang on to a lot of this past. I understand what you're saying to this listener. I guess the conversation that I want to make with that is when you turn 50, seems like 50, 55, 60, somewhere in there, it's going to hit you. You're not a kid anymore.
Yeah, you've got probably less time than you've had.
And I had a gentleman today say to me, but Will, what it is for me is I feel like I have lost my opportunity to life.
Think
about that for a minute, right? I've lost my opportunity to life. I'm too old to do things I've always dreamt of. Is that?
You asked me a question the other day after one of our shows, and I've thought a lot about it since. And it ties into this situation where, so show ended and Will says to me, hey, Tony, so what is your bucket list? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I want to do this. I want to go to Italy. I want to do this. I had to list off 6 or 7 things. And then he said, well, what do you want to do with the next month? Because, mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And I think that's so fascinating when you really pour all these things down that you really want to do and you think about it. Realistically, you could probably do that in about 2 months' time if you just went back to back to back.
And it's over. Now what are you going to do?
Now what are you going to do? That's mm-hmm. the question. And I think no matter where you are in the span of life, you have an opportunity to make tomorrow better than today.
You got a lot of experience you can draw from.
And you got tons of experience to draw from. So in the religion I subscribe to, the young men and young women of our religion, they go on missions. They mm-hmm. give up 2 years of their life and they go out and preach the gospel and that and do good and service and all this great stuff, right? And they always talk, oh, that's best years of my life. And then 20 years go by and I still talk to these people and they're pining about their mission like, oh no, those are the best 2 years of my life. And I look at them, I'm like, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I've had every single year is a better year. Because
you're optimistic.
You're looking forward like, hey, let's go do that. Where, when you get stuck in looking back, you're so busy looking back that you don't know what's going on in front of your face.
One thing with aging, I think that comment today was very interesting. And that was that I've lost the opportunity, to have dreams. And because growing up, I had all kinds, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm gonna do this. And finally, you kind of go like, I'm too old to join the senior tour. I'm too old to join the military. I'm too old. All these little things that I think would be fun to go do. Like, I'm too weak to do this. I'm too feeble to do this. I've got a heart condition. I've got this. And next thing you know, you kind of wind down and go, so what do I do now between now and the time I die? And that's something I've had to really look back and go, where were all my passions go? My passions were in the opportunities that existed. Yeah. And when I checked things off my bucket list, I actually got depressed.
Because you're checking them off.
I'll check them off. I'm like, now what have I got to do? So it's caused me to have to go back and say, look, if I'm aging now, I'm over 50, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What do I want to do that is meaningful? And I found those things changed. It wasn't so much about accomplishments of doing things as it was about doing meaningful things for other people. Isn't that right? There's still, I could take all this experience and ability now and finances now and all these things I have in my life now, but I can return this back around another direction and I can do all kinds of things. It's like we went to Ukraine, my son and I. Went to Poland, went to Ukraine.
Yeah, you've told me about it. Most impactful thing in your life.
One of the very most impactful things in my life. And I have sensed, I've been there three times, I miss it. I don't miss it for the people. The people are, it's atrocious what's going on. But I miss it in being needed in that way and being helpful and saving people's lives. And
service of others.
Service of others. And I thought, you know what? There's so many things I can still do. I can go do all kinds of humanitarian things. And so with my counseling background, my wife and I have started looking into things we can do to be on like the Red Cross list. So whenever there's a world trauma event, we can fly in and help. Just anything of that nature. Yeah. Take your talents and your abilities. So if you're aging, start looking for things you can do now that you're at this advanced place in your life and make the world a better place.
Yeah, find your new passion, right? And see, and you joke with me, I'm optimistic. And I think that one of the reasons I'm so optimistic is because I have a thirst for learning. I'm always curious. You talk to my wife, I have 1,000 projects at any one time, and I'm curious. And I remember reading this quote the other day is, the day you start to die is the day you stop learning.
So you stop growing your mind.
Because your mind's everything. And it doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair or if you're on crutches or if you can run a, mega marathon, right? If you stop learning, that's when you really start getting old. So if you want to stay young,
go
learn something. Go serve somebody.
That I was just going to say. So my advice, your advice is as we get to this aging, and we're both in our 50s.
Yeah.
But you're not 50 yet, are you?
Not yet. I'm close. I'm knocking on the doorstep.
I'm a year away from being 60. So is to find that place where you can make a difference in someone's life. You've got so much advanced knowledge and experience, and your heart's in a better place than it ever was growing up. You're trying to conquer the world. If you want to have meaningful senior years ahead of yourself, do everything you can to give it away.
Yes.
Right? Give it away. The more you do to give yourself away to the betterment of this world, the more fulfillment you'll ever have than any accomplishment you made in those early years.
And it'll be more than any time in your life. You'll have your joy in life will just increase like crazy.
All right, we've got to run. They're going to cut us off. As they always do.
Let's chat
again next week.
We will.
Check out our podcast up online, all your favorite podcast locations. Email us any questions at letschatwithwillandtony@gmail.com. Got to run. Love you. Bye.
See ya.